Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Hello and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working hard to improve our financial IQ because high school and college don't teach us anything about building wealth. It's up to us as individuals to take that learning into our own hands. And on this show, I try to share with you ideas and concepts that helped carry me into the financial position I'm in today, and it was all self-taught. But what I don't want to suddenly claim is I'm a self-made millionaire or something like that. I don't believe there's such a thing. It's very ingrateful or ungrateful to forget all the people that helped you achieve what you've achieved in your life. And life, and especially business, is a team sport. By the time I became a millionaire, I had probably over 100 people that had assisted me along the way. 100 people on my team. I had about 35 real estate agents that helped me find the deals. I had 20 or 30 wholesalers that helped me find deals. I had attorneys, CPAs, title companies, roofers, contractors. All these people helped me along the way. And then I have to give credit to all the books that I read. If it hadn't been for those people writing those books, I couldn't have gotten this information. So I want to give credit to them as well. People like Ben Franklin, if you read his autobiography, he pretty much lays out how to get rich in a capitalist society by simply telling his story of how he did it. And the wonderful thing about Ben Franklin's autobiography is it's 250, 270 years old. And it's just as accurate today as it was back then, because the rules of money really don't change. They are principles. They're unchanging, and they work no matter what the economy, who the president is, what war's going on, what economic downturn is going on. It just doesn't matter. Also, I got to give credit to Robert Kiyosaki, his book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which woke me up to the ineffectiveness of having a job as your sole source of income. Then, of course, The Richest Man in Babylon by George Klassen, which I talk about on the show all the time, as really the most important financial book that I ever read, because it starts off with somebody, you know, pretty much completely broke and ends up the richest man in Babylon. It's just a great story for that path and how it works. And you don't have to end up being the richest man or woman in America, but the principles that are shared in that book will make you financially independent if you use them. And then if you want to take it as far as you want to go, you know, there's nothing to stop you. Luckily in America, those opportunities exist. And then The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Dr. Stephen Covey, which is my overall choice as the most important book for life in general. It took me on a journey we'll call it self-discovery, where I began to see clearly all of the flaws in my psychology that were holding me back. Insecurity, fear, laziness, arrogance, greed. It draws you in. If you read the book and you really devour it, you begin to see all of the flaws in the normal thought patterns that were given from our parents, our high school teachers, our college professors, and so on. And then Zig Ziglar, who was my first real self-help or personal development book that I was given when I was around 16. And what I want to do is share with you what I believe is the most important lesson that I ever learned. It changed my life in ways that I can't even describe. There's just not enough time. But it put me on the path to learning. It got me to understand that there's really no right or wrong way to do it. But there are some things that are effective and some things that are ineffective. See, you don't want to use the word right or wrong, because the words right or wrong are so ego-based. It's I'm right, you're wrong. You want to keep that ego in check. And the way to do it is kind of trick your ego by not using the word right or wrong. It's either effective or it's ineffective. It either works or it doesn't. And the ego doesn't get in there and go, "Oh, this is right. Well, did it work?" No. Oh, I guess the ego will step aside and shut up. The first person, though, that brought the concept to light was Zig Ziglar. There's a phrase out there that I believe in, but I want you to understand that the phrase itself has exceptions. And the phrase is, you're exactly where you want to be. Wherever you are, that's exactly where you want to be. If you're not in the financial position you want to be in, if you're just living paycheck to paycheck, that's where you want to be. And everybody likes to get philosophical and nod their heads and agree with that phrase. But I'm going to say that I disagree with it in many cases. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to share with you why I disagree with the concept that you're exactly where you want to be. This is the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
When you put money in the bank or pay your insurance premium, they take that money and go buy real estate with it. Why? Because it gives the highest rate of return and is the lowest risk. This is called passive investing. Due to some recent changes in the laws, you can now invest the exact same way. Total Wealth Academy can show you how. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend our free sample class on real estate investing. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking about this concept that you're exactly where you want to be. And the point I'm trying to get across is that that is true sometimes. Some people really don't want more out of life. They don't want to exercise. They don't want to be in shape. They don't want to be wealthy. I used to think that everybody wanted to be in shape. They wanted to have a lifelong marriage. They wanted to be wealthy. I remember in high school, you know, when I knew that I wanted to be a millionaire, I thought everybody did. Then when I got out and I saw what people were doing with their lives, I realized, man, they really don't. They're not doing anything to do it. Just having a job, I realized that doesn't work very quickly. And I was like, but this is all these people are doing. They really don't. And I became almost offended by it. Like, what is wrong with you? Why don't you want to be a millionaire? But I've come to accept it. Some people just don't. They don't want to be in shape. They're going to eat what they want and never exercise and look like crap. That's their thing. That they just don't care. They don't care about those things, and that's okay. So for that group of people, they're exactly where they want to be. But I believe the vast majority of people are not where they want to be. And what Zig Ziglar brings up is a story, and I'm getting the cities wrong or whatever, but he tells a story. He's lost one night, and he pulls over at a gas station, and he's trying to get home. Kalamazoo, I think, is the name of the city, Mississippi. And he gets directions from the attendant, who is kind enough to draw him a map. So he takes that map, he takes those directions, and begins driving. Well, 45 minutes later, he's 50 miles further away from his hometown than he was when he started. Now, he didn't want to be there. He had just been given the wrong directions. And again, this was me at 16. That was my first exposure to that concept, that there's a possibility that the people telling you how to run your life are giving you the wrong directions. Well, fast forward 20 years. No, really about 10 years, just about 10 years. I pick up a copy of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. And there's a story in there about a map. Well, the first time I heard it from Zig Ziglar, it went into my brain. I understood it. But it wasn't until I read Stephen Covey that it gelled. And it began to make massive sense. He describes it this way. We're all born somewhere, and we'll call that home. And we all have a similar goal. We want to get to peace, joy, love, wealth, health, and happiness. We'll call that success. And there's a big distance between home and success. And so we start our journey towards success. And as we do, people start telling us how to get to success. And the first people that tell you are your parents. And they give you a map. And the map sounds something like this. Work real hard in high school. Try to get into college. Go to college. Get a degree. Work real hard. Get a degree. Get out of college and get a high-paying job with good benefits. Now, make a note. They don't tell you to find a job you love, do they? They tell you to get a high-paying job with good benefits. We'll revisit that if I have time. Then they tell you to scrimp, save, put your money in an IRA, put it in a 401k, speculate in the stock market, mutual funds, gold, silver, crypto. and then work for 45 years doing that till you're 65, retire, and live off your savings. Now, does that map sound familiar to you? Of course. It's the map we're all given. Work real hard in high school, go to college, get a high-paying job, save, scrimp, speculate in the stock market, mutual funds, work for 45 years and retire. Live off your savings. But one of two things is going to happen in your life, and you're going to wake up and realize that map isn't working. If you're lucky, like I was, at age 27, after working, 10 years in corporate America, 9 years, I was actually with this company for 5 years, and I was working 70 hours a week. I placed first place in a national sales contest and won a trip to Hawaii. When I got back from Hawaii, they cut my pay by 20 grand a year. And that woke me up. And I consider myself lucky that that happened to me at 27. Because most people don't wake up till later. They wait till midlife. They wake up when they're 35 and they go, 2 times 35 is 70. Holy crap, I'm halfway there. And they realize they're at midlife. Now make a note. Midlife is 35 to 40. Most everybody thinks midlife is 50 to 60. What, are you going to live to be 100? You going to live to be 120? No. You're old at 50. Midlife is 35 to 40. Because 2 times 40 is 80. And only 1% of Americans live past 80. No, midlife is 35 to 40. So hopefully people wake up at 35, 40, and they go, man, I've worked 15, 20 years. I'm not in the financial position I want to be in. Or you get a pay cut or you get fired. And that wakes you up. And you start evaluating your life and realize you're nowhere near success. In fact, the trajectory that you're on is moving away from success. So you realize that if you keep doing what you're doing, you're never going to get to success. And that's when people change. Here's the problem. Most people are unwilling to change. Most people blame themselves. Here's what most people do. They internalize it. And they blame themselves and say, I'm 35, 40. I just got fired. I got a pay cut. It's me. I'm the problem. And some people will say, it must be my attitude and my motivation. So they'll go take motivational courses and work on their attitude. Other people will say, I must not be working hard enough. So they'll go work 70 hours a week or get a second job, thinking they can outwork everybody to be successful. Still others will say, it must be that I'm not smart enough. So they will literally go back to school and get another degree or a master's degree. College didn't work the first time, but somehow doing it again, it's gonna work. Here's the problem. All those three things can do, working on your attitude and your motivation, working harder and longer, getting more formal education, all those three things can do is get you to the wrong place faster. Because the problem is not with you. The problem is with the map. Guess where the people that taught us how to get to success have never been? Success. I want you to think about this deeply. Were your parents multimillionaires, entrepreneurs? No? Well, the next place that we get the map from is our high school teachers and counselors. Were your high school teachers and counselors multimillionaires? Were they entrepreneurs? Were they highly successful? No? Well, wait a minute. We went to college. Our college professors, our college counselors gave us the same map. Were your college professors and counselors multimillionaires? No. Is it not possible then that the map that your parents, your high school teachers, and your college professors gave you for how to get to success, is it not possible they gave you the wrong map? They gave you the wrong directions? It's not possible. It's more than likely. Way more than likely. This one is hard to take. For those of you in your 40s and 50s, I want you to think about where your parents are right now financially. Are they retiring multimillionaires? The answer is no, isn't it? Think about your high school teachers and college professors. Do you know where they are right now? Retiring broke. Because the map doesn't work. 95% of Americans are failing to retire successfully at age 65. 95%. Make a note though, please. Were your parents, high school teachers, and college professors stupid? Absolutely not. Were they malicious? Were they deliberately giving you the wrong map because they wanted to see you fail? Absolutely not. They cared about you. They loved you. In many cases. The problem was, they're not stupid. They were given the wrong map by their parents, high school teachers, and college professors, just like you were. And they just passed it on. We'll talk more about this when we come back from the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Thanks for listening.
If you have money in an IRA, 401k, or other retirement account, you can use it to invest passively in real estate without tax or penalty. Our average rate of return is 3 times that of the stock market and mutual funds, with much less volatility. If you have over $70,000, you can start passive investing today. Please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com for reservations. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking about my argument that people are not right where they want to be. That people are victims of having the wrong map, having the wrong directions to success. And it's simply because for generation after generation after generation, we've been passing on the wrong information to our children. See, the rich are teaching their kids differently than the poor and middle class. They don't teach them, just get a job and hope for the best, climb the corporate ladder, scrimp and save. No, that's not what they're teaching them. Take my son, for instance. On his 8th birthday or thereabout, I gave him a copy of The Richest Man in Babylon and a Lego. And I said, son, please read this book. And remember, you have to have a second stream of income. Now go play with your Lego and have fun. And sent him on his way. When he turned 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, I reminded him, son, don't forget you've got to have a second stream of income. 16, 17, 18. Wow, son, congratulations, you got into college. That is awesome. But don't ever forget, you need a second stream of income. As a result, when my son graduated college, he had 11 rent houses and $4,000 a month in second stream of income. Now, some of you are going, ooh, your son must be brilliant. He must be a super hard worker. Yep. So are you. So are you. That's not the difference. The difference was he was taught from a young age the right things to do. That's the difference. How many of you were told at age 8, make sure you have a second stream of income? I'd be willing to bet none of you, except for those of you who are rich right now. You weren't told. You were given the wrong map. See, what you've got to understand is you did everything you were told. You worked hard in high school. You worked hard in college. You got a degree. You got that high-paying job. You scrimped, you saved, you put money into a 401k and an IRA, you speculated in the stocks and mutual funds. You did everything you were told. You are extremely successful at doing what you were told. The problem is not you. That map doesn't work. And so some of you will say, I'm not successful because I'm not rich. I don't have a second stream of income, blah, blah, blah. Hold on. Excuse me. You were never told to do that. But is it not true that you did everything you were told? You are extremely successful. But what people will say is, I'm not successful because what I did didn't give me the results that I want. Be careful. That doesn't mean you're not successful the way that we're defining it. Doing what you were told to do and achieving what you were told to achieve, that is success, but at the wrong things. Remember, go back to the beginning of the show. Not right or wrong. Effective or ineffective. In other words, did getting that high-paying job, was that effective? Did that make you rich? Putting your money and speculating in the stock market and mutual funds, did that make you rich? Scrimping and saving, did that make you rich? It didn't, did it? So, those things are ineffective. But I'm telling you right now, and if I could look you dead in the eye, I would. If you had been told from age 8 that you were supposed to have a second stream of income, you know what every one of you would have right now? A second stream of income. You were just told ineffective things to do, and you did them. If you had been told the effective thing to do, you would have done that as well. You would have that second stream of income, and you'd be financially independent before you were 40. But because you were given the wrong map, you're not getting the results that you want. You know, when I do my Saturday class, That's what I do the entire Saturday, is give people the map that works. I share with them exactly how to build a second stream of income with real estate. Why did we choose real estate? I'll tell you the exact story. When I was reading, I came across this point over and over again, all the way back from 200 years ago to 100 years ago to recently. 9 out of 10 millionaires used real estate to become so. 9 out of 10. And I looked myself in the mirror and I went, you know, you're not the smartest guy in the world. You're not the dumbest either. But you're not the smartest guy in the world. Maybe you should do whatever's the easiest. And since real estate accounts for 9 out of 10 millionaires, it must be the easiest. So that's why I chose real estate. And so I teach in my Saturday class, it's $500. I teach people how to take single family homes and build a second stream of income that meets and exceeds all their wants and needs. And I show them how to invest passively in commercial real estate, big apartment complexes, self-storage, senior living, strip shopping centers, hotels, and more. Wants represents travel, romance, fun, cars, houses, all the toys that make life fun and worth living. And there it is in a nutshell. The one thing that I took away from it that stood out was that I had to stop listening to the wrong people. And, you know, we're always told respect your parents, respect your high school teachers, respect your college professors. And I had this problem in my brain. But I'm supposed to respect these people. I'm supposed to do what they say. Respect their point of view. And what this lesson taught me was that I could still respect them, but I didn't have to do what they say. They're not stupid. They're not malicious. They're not deliberately trying to give you the wrong map. You just got to understand that your parents, high school teachers, and college professors were struggling financially, trying to figure it out just like you were. But they had been told so many times. I mean, think about yourself. You were given that map by your parents. Then when you got to high school, they gave you the same map. Then when you got to college, they gave you the same map. You begin to believe it. You've heard it from three different groups of people that you're supposed to respect and obey and do what they say. Doesn't work. It doesn't work. You've got to get the right map. You've got to get out there and educate yourself to a level where you have a map that works. Okay, we got to go to break. We'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Thanks for listening.
The stock market was never designed to build wealth. It was designed to keep up with inflation. The average rate of return over the last 75 years is about 7%. You'll get that even with the ups and downs. If you want a higher rate of return and less volatility, consider real estate. We make about 3 times as much as the stock market. Please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. That is TotalWealthAcademy.com for reservations. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're coming to the conclusion, the final segment of today's show, and I just want to get maybe 3 takeaways that I hope you got from this show. The first one is what we just discussed at the end of the last segment. Your parents, your high school teachers, your college professors, your financial planners, they don't know what they're doing. You know, the average financial planner in the United States makes around 100 grand. And what people do is they go to them, because here's another thing we've been taught, that titles are important. If you got a title, that's important. It means jack. It doesn't mean anything. I've got clients with four titles behind their name. Brilliant people that are flat broke. Flat broke. See, the title financial planner, people go to them because of the title. They don't do the research. Find out these guys and gals only make 100 grand a year. So here's what you do, or did. You went to a financial planner and you said, hey, I know you don't make a lot of money. I know you're not retired. I know you're not rich. But can you teach me how to get rich and retire? They can't help you. And again, it's not because they're stupid or malicious. They've just never done it. They can't help you. You need a multimillionaire on your team. You need multiple multimillionaires on your team. I had dozens. You know, this little fun phrase, if you hang out with 9 losers, soon you'll become the 10th. The reverse holds true as well. You hang out with 9 millionaires, you'll soon become the 10th. See, I was hanging out, even if it wasn't with the actual person. I was hanging out with Tony Robbins. I was hanging out with Stephen Covey. I was hanging out with Robert Kiyosaki, Andrew Carnegie, George Klassen, plus the actual live human beings that I knew that were millionaires. And all I did was imitate them. That's all I did. That's my claim to fame. I am the greatest copycat of all time and proud of it. Do you remember as a kid you got in trouble if you were a copycat? That's the dumbest thing in the world. If you see somebody doing something well, it is sensible to become a copycat and imitate them. It is ridiculous to go out there like most people do and try to reinvent the wheel. The way Andrew Carnegie put it, it's all been done before. It's all been done before. Simply go out and find someone who's gotten the results from their life that you want and imitate them. He said that 120, 130 years ago. But people are still trying, reinventing the wheel. Don't do that. Read. Attend seminars. I said this on yesterday's show and I thought about it last night. I can honestly say I've spent several hundred thousand dollars on financial education, not college. Financial education. These are books, boot camps, workshops. I have never gone to one that wasn't real. I've never gone to one where the person standing on that stage wasn't telling the truth. Some of you have been to multi-level marketing and you want to say, oh, multi-level marketing's bogus. Really? I know quite a few people who are making $10,000, $20,000 a month off of multi-level marketing. One company, Nutrisystems? No, not Nutrisystems. I can't think of the doggone name of the company now. But I thought it was just a farce. Just can't be real. Till I met a bunch of people that actually did it. Now, they work their butts off 20, 30 hours a week, but they're making good money at it. I've never taken a seminar where I didn't get more than my money's worth. ever. And you guys run around going, oh, this has to be a scam. That's got to be a scam. What? And you haven't even been to the workshop. You're just failing left and right. You haven't even been to the workshop, and you're claiming it's not real. Find workshops, boot camps on building wealth like ours. You don't have to use us. We hope you'll give us a shot. But get out there. Educate yourself. You got to do it. You think your boss is going to teach you how to be financially independent? Really? No, you got to do it on your own. You are solely responsible. You got to get out there and do it. You know, we offer a free sample class 4 or 5 times a month. You know, you just go to TotalWealthAcademy.com, click on the free sample class. That's an hour and a half. Hour and a half of your time. It's free. It will lay out the basics of the path to financial independence. And it doesn't include relying on a job as your sole source of income. Guaranteed. But get out there, read, study, attend workshops, and so on. The second major takeaway I want you to get is that you are not unmotivated. It's not your attitude. It's not your educational level. And it's not how hard you're working. You are a hard worker. You are smart. You are motivated. It's just you're working at the wrong map. It doesn't matter how hard you work. You're never going to get where you're going using the map that you have. And you got to come to that realization, or you'll never change. And I'll pick on people who are 42 plus. If you're 42 plus, you've worked at least 20 years on this map. 20 years. And you're not in the financial position you want to be in. Are you going to do the same thing another 20 years and expect to get in the financial position you want to be in? The same thing you did the last 20 years, you're going to do it another 20? You'll be 62 or older, and you'll still be in the same financial position you're in today. The third takeaway, there's so many of them. The third major is probably that, I guess, the concept of saving your way to retirement just doesn't work. It's flawed from the beginning, because no matter how much you save, no matter how much you save, when you retire, you're praying you die before you run out of money. That is not a good way to live. When you build a second stream of income, like the 5% of Americans do who are successful, that second stream of income comes in whether you live 10 years in retirement or 50 years in retirement. It doesn't matter. That's the power of a second stream of income versus trying to save your way. Then, you know, 75% of estimated 75% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. How are you going to save your way to retirement anyway? You can barely pay the bills. And somehow you're going to save up $5 million. And I'll tell you this story. Guy saved up $5 million. He ran out of money at 95. He's 102 and still healthy. No, saving your way to retirement doesn't work. It's a flawed concept on many, many levels. You want to build a second stream of income, and every one of you is capable of doing that. No question. I've seen people do it in their 20s. You know, ignorant kids. they don't even have any life experience yet. Yet they've got $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a month in passive income because they had the right map. So please, those of you who are understanding what I said on this show and you want to get the map that works, please attend our free sample class. Just check it out. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. There's a bright yellow button that says free sample class. Just click that. You can watch it live or you can watch it from home online. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great rest of your day and a great weekend.
Listening to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.